At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is Act Two of the Eric Zane Show podcast for July 12th. Act One was just before this. Go back and listen to that one. All right, enjoy Act Two. Just rocks you to the core. It's a perfect opportunity to go over this moment when it. I knew it was coming.
Hello?
Daddy.
Yeah, hi, Maddie. What's up? You sound like you're upset. Okay, I was able to gather out of that something about your mother is upset because your DS case is missing and you can't find it anymore? So I'm guessing that it'll probably turn up, you know, over time. It probably just can't find it right now because you're rushing looking for it. Do you think it's gone forever? No, I don't think so, baby. We'll find it, I promise you.
I want to find it now.
Me too. I want to find it too, but I'm. It might take a little looking.
We didn't come home.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're having a rough start to your day. I'm sorry. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Sure, it'll be okay.
But talk to mommy.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, can you put mommy on? Wow. Wow. We recorded that. It's awesome.
Oh, yay.
No. No. Ear piercing. We're driving, trying to concentrate. There it is. Stop it. That makes it worse.
Yeah, it really
every
helps,
time
God.
You tell him. Check. How old was she here?
Loud.
Two and a half.
Four now. One and a half, maybe.
The fact that that terrific song Cold Hard Bitch by Jet is playing. Cold Hard Bitch by Jet and Screaming Child. Dad hit her. She's loud. I eventually start laughing because this is a fucking spectacle. I had just, the reason why I was recording that was because I had my microphone, my lapel on because I had been doing PA pranks. Diana was at Value City Furniture getting a new kitchen table with the brats. And I'm wandering around at the Big Lots trying to get Ivan jacking off. Oh. Adam Balboa writes, has Jackie ever referenced Diana eating the ice cream cone as an adult? Oh, God. No. Horrible. I don't even want to tell the story because she listens to the podcast from time to time. I've told it before, but we need a little distance from that. Linda says, do we know if the DS case was ever found? Yes. Linda says, I'm honestly so thankful I don't have a daughter. Jeremy says, I don't know the ice cream story. All right, I'm going to tell the goddamn story. essentially, Pooh Bear was on the business end of you know what. I don't need to say much more than that. The door opens up. There's Curly Top Madison. Immediately throwing the blankets over. Ah, oh my God, did anybody knock? Short time later, Jackie goes, wow, why was mom eating ice cream in bed? Like, what? Yeah, mom was eating an ice cream cone in bed.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That was a bad feeling. Every parent has that story or something similar. Hell, every person has that story. God damn it, Tyler. I'm trying to find the clip, and now I can't fucking find it. If you're going to make that joke, I got it. Tyler wrote, she opened the door just in time to hear, you nutted on my leg! Asshole! Rot in hell! By the way, that guy turned himself in. Kenny says, quote, I didn't even know we even had ice cream cones and raspberry sherbet, daddy. Kenny says, I emailed you his charges, Eric. Thank you. I appreciate that. Gary Miles, 35. He was officially charged on Thursday from the incident in the Dollar Tree. If you missed yesterday's show, I called the Dollar Tree trying to get some eyewitness additions to that story on this show right here. You have to listen to yesterday when I called the Dollar Tree in Philly. We talked to a couple of folks, some lady who was really annoyed with me, and then she handed the phone off to a new legend on this show named Jamal. And Jamal from Dollar Tree in Philly busted out his thoughts on the guy who nutted on the girl's leg. A man was officially charged Thursday in connection with nutting on a woman's leg. It doesn't say that. Inside the Dollar Tree in South Philly. Gary Miles, 35, was charged with indecent assault, indecent exposure, open lewdness, and harassment. I don't know if those are felonies. Miles turned himself into police after the video went viral. The incident happened on June 23 at the dollar store. The video showed a man running out of the dollar store with a woman crying, alleging that the man ejaculated on her leg. But she didn't say that. She said, that guy just nutted on my leg. Ran right out of the store. Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill offered to pay $2,000. Boy, that's not a lot of money. Is Meek Mill hard up? I mean, if you want to find a guy who did something as heinous as nutting on someone's leg in the dollar store, probably a good idea to offer more money than that. And I don't know if anybody's going to even claim that money because the guy who did the nutting, the drive-by nutting, he turned himself in. The guy who did the nutting was arrested at least five times in recent years on charges ranging from indecent assault to indecent exposure. Oh, so he's a serial offender. My God. Oh, my. That was just a horrible thing. But it's amazing how the internet taking off with the story is the only way to actually catch somebody doing something like this. If it wasn't for the Wild West features of the internet where you can post something like that. I mean, if we did not have the internet and the only way to catch this guy was to just, you know, on the evening news, like they would even show that on the evening news, you know. There was no way that this guy would actually be caught. You need to have the internet behind you making the video go viral in order to catch this guy.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg. He nutted on my leg.
Then that other woman, like, did she volunteer to, like...
No. Oh, my God.
Did she, like, try to eat it off? Her, this lady. I heard her. She said, yeah, let me eat it.
He nutted on my leg.
When the guy's in court, will they play that video? Ryan writes, ha, I can't get over how she says nutted. N-U-D-D-E-D.
Look, he fucking nutted on
my... Oh, yeah, that's what I've been saying that all along.
He fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch.
So she's running out of the store with nud on her leg, which these people here, they're getting out of the way because the nud is probably rolling down her leg. He looks like a big dude. I bet there's a lot of nud on her leg after he nutted.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg. He nutted on my leg.
In the extended version, you hear the guy say, quit crying. It's just nud. It's just a little nud. Never hurt anybody. We're going to wipe this nut off, and you're going to be fine. For the love of God, don't overreact. Size to the problem, lady. Well, anyway, I'm glad that guy's in trouble. All right. Before we continue, thank you very much to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage for making Jackie and Justin's dreams come true. They put a bid in on their house after Mario got them approved for a fantastic mortgage. The home was $310. Mario got them pre-approved for $365 or $360 or something like that. Awesome. Put the bid in. Little bidding war got started. And Jackie and Justin emerged victorious. Scoreboard. Buy now, refinance later. That's what everybody is talking about. Mario coined that. People are doing it from all over the country, reaching out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Ask about buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. Chance for you to come hang out with me tomorrow. I will be at King's Room Barbershop at noon for a client appreciation party, customer appreciation party that they're going to have there. They're going to have three bands, food truck, haircuts, prizes, 821 36th Street, King's Room Barbershop. It is 50 years of King's Room. They're celebrating all this week, culminating with the customer appreciation party tomorrow, which I will be at, introducing the bands, chit-chatting, glad-handing, hair-cutting, good time, good fun. King's Room Barbershop, 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Can't forget about TC Paintball. What the fuck is Rick doing? Let's call Rick. Our schedule is all wonky lately. I'm like, yeah. Can you talk? Can you not talk? Are you doing anything? You want to chat?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
I was hoping that we could get Rick's hot takes again. What's the deal with turn signals? Shit like that. Anyway, TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event today. Workplace team building. Maybe the neighborhood kids want to do something fun. Maybe you got a bachelor party cooking up. TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And last but certainly not least, Berlin Raceway. BerlinRaceway.com is so awesome. Love them. Racing this weekend, $14 a pop for the tickets. Buy them online at BerlinRaceway.com. They're $18 at the gate. 15 and under get in free, and parking is free. Then, of course, you can bring in your own cooler full of all your snacks and your soft drinks, just no glass and no booze at BerlinRaceway.com. Okay. This story just came out. My God. AT&T has announced that there was an oopsie that took place in their security. So, I don't know how many people are customers of AT&T in the U.S. I think the number is a cool, 100 million. Every single customer had their data taken. All of them. Some really great fucking nerd went in, breached their fucking security, and got all of the info. I mean, Jesus Christ. The bad guys are described as a threat actor. What? Accessed and copied all of the company's call logs. Now, there's some specifics about this, and I couldn't even tell you, frankly, what the threat actors will do with this information. That's above my pay grade. According to the filing, records of customer calls and text interactions that occurred between May 1 and October 31 of the year 2022, as well as on January 2nd, 2023, were breached using a third-party cloud platform between April 14th and April 25th, 2024. So basically, last April, for 11 days, they went ahead and got all the customer call and text interactions from a period of time in 2022 and on one day in 2023. Weird. And they didn't do that until April of this year. It's like they almost like picked random dates. Why those dates? Interesting. AT&T said it learned of the incident on April 19th. So this started on April 14th. They figured it out April 19th. But it kept going on until April 25th. Don't know why. Once they figured that out, they got approval from the Department of Justice to delay telling the public on two occasions. So the Department of Justice is like, yeah, you got to tell the public that their data is being taken. We'd like to apply for a delay of that. Granted. How can you do that? Why would they, first of all, why? What's the big deal about telling us? I mean, why is it, would it be less of a big deal then than it is now? Why would you not want to tell them ASAP? I think that that hurts you when it shows that you weren't transparent in a timely manner, which they were not, twice. And then there's the part of the Department of Justice said, yeah, don't tell the public. It's cool. Why? I think that question needs to be asked. The data includes records of calls and texts of nearly all of AT&T's wireless customers and customers of mobile virtual network operators using AT&T's wireless network. The data did not reveal when exactly the phone calls were made. Instead, it would show the number of instances users interacted with each other over a period of time. So basically, the hackers see on Hurricane Ashley's phone that she texted Tim Mayer 8,000 times in a one-hour period. These records identify the telephone numbers an AT&T cellular number interacted with during this period. It also included counts of those calls, texts, and total call durations for specific days or months. Yeah, this is all great, but what the fuck does this even do? With this data not being being looked at, what will the nefarious folks be doing with that? Just seeing how many times I called the porno line? AT&T noted that there are often ways using publicly available online tools to find the name associated with a specific telephone number. Okay, great. So then they've got the name of the person who's behind that number. So what? Got to be a reason for it. All right, so massive data breach. They're aware of it. Middle of it. It continues for 5 days. They don't have a handle on it. They make a plea to the government. Hey, can we avoid talking about this? Yes. That happens twice. And we don't really know what is going on with that shit being taken. All we know is somebody went to great lengths to breach AT&T to get it. And we don't have any idea, or they're just not telling us. I vote they're just not telling us. They know exactly what the bad guys were doing by getting all that data. That's fucked up. Kenny says, Bob says, Kenny says, I'm an AT&T customer. Why is this the first time hearing from freaking Eric right now? Well, the story just broke today. I mean, like this morning at like, let's see. This was first mentioned today at 8 a.m. That's the first announcement. So this story is only 2 hours and 36 minutes old. Bob says, same, to fuck. Kenny adds, yeah, thanks AT&T for informing us via the Eric Zane Show. That's the Eric Zane Show podcast, Kenny. I think there was something about this. When asked when a notice to customers might come, AT&T told Scripps, which is the news service, our top priority is always our customers. That is bullshit. You are not. That is not your top priority because you didn't tell anybody. This was months ago. We will provide notice to current and former customers whose information was involved, along with resources to help protect their information. Well, yeah, now. The company said it is working with law enforcement in its efforts to arrest those involved, adding that one person has been apprehended in connection to the breach. Okay, very good. It's not the first time this has happened. Earlier this year, AT&T revealed that hackers were able to access personal info, including social security numbers of nearly 7.6 million current customers. Oh, my God. I've probably got, like, several home loans out in my name. Have you ever heard of that one? Suddenly, people start getting bills for, like, a mortgage. They lose everything because of something like this. It's the type of thing that makes us want to go back to a day when we didn't have high-speed internet and fiber and cell phones. Makes you want to go back to the glory days where we had carburetors in our car. We got our info from the newspaper and the 6 o'clock news, goddammit. And AM radio was important. Have you heard the ads on the radio that say, call your congressman. Tell them we need AM. AM radio is Well, you know, FM radio is pretty much on the outs. AM radio is even worse. And now car manufacturers don't even want to put the AM band in the cars. All right? And nobody gives a fuck about AM radio. And the folks who are behind it are probably the AM radio stations. I don't know. And they're like, yeah, we need that in case of public emergency. I mean, my God, if there's a tornado or if there's a gas leak, we got to turn on AM radio to hear that. It's like, you idiot. The fuck you do. No one listens to the radio to get their scary info update. Just your phone goes crazy. AM. Kenny writes, I don't want AM radio now, nor do I want FM radio in my car. No thanks. When we drove to Maine, I didn't listen to anything on the radio once. All that time behind the wheel, I would rather listen in silence. If I'm going to listen to anything, I'll listen to something on Spotify. Jesus Christ. Come on. Meanwhile, make sure you catch me today on Big 101.3 starting at 2 p.m. for the fun hits you know. Eric Zane in the afternoon. Now on Big 101.3, the fun hits you know. Don't forget Monday, the Insane Asylum Q100 Michigan Mornings. Hey friends, it's Joe Palese with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. David in Hudsonville with a great line. You were listening to your RV fall apart. Fuck. You're not kidding. I just sent my money for this month's payment, and that was a tough one. Oh, that was tough. Ryan says, hey, a while ago you mentioned... A while ago you mentioned you might have another radio opportunity coming up. Any new details? No. It's cooled. It's cooled. It might still happen. There is there's something else going on in Grand Rapids where I would jump ship from one station to another. But I'm still waiting. And I can. I mean, I have a, I'm simply a part-time employee on Big 101.3. If another radio station came calling, I could be on the air today. But I gotta take my time with that. But I like Big 101.3. They've done some. It's gonna be pretty hard to convince me. I know you're like, how can you possibly say that? You make $12 an hour. It's like, you gotta realize, it takes me 15 minutes to do that. To do that job every day, and I'm on the radio every fucking day. And public visibility is very, very important when you do what I do. Very, very important. And they got a great 401k. So I'll take that. All right. Anyway, that's what's up with AT&T. What a crock of shit that is. Okay, I got one more thing I want to talk about. But if I don't go tinkle, this is going to be a problem. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bust out the asshole of the day and then save what I wanted to talk about for the Patreon. How does that sound? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Ryan writes, I got a notification last night that Ticketmaster released all my personal info to bad actors. These days, if you don't have your credit frozen, etc., you're just risking it all. Jeremy says, I had my identity stolen. Took 2 years to finally get it off all of my credit reports. God damn. Linda says, new post in the Segment 18 Facebook group blaming Eric for Kelly not feeling well today. Was she not on the air? I texted it to you, Eric. What? Bob says, Kelly took a sick day is what they said. Linda says, it's all Eric's fault. I can't wait to see this. Oh, my God, this is juicy. Let's look at it together. Why do I get blamed? All right. Let's see. Segment 18. By the way, look at the people that listen to this show. This is what I mean. They all seem like LARPers and just fucking weirdos. I wonder if Kelly was under the... Mary writes, I wonder if Kelly was under the weather because of all the stress caused by the subreddit and EZ's obsession with getting her to leave the show. What? What is that supposed to mean? Other than her wanting her to join my show, which is an open-ended deal. You're welcome to join me here. Well, I don't want her to leave the show. I love her. I think he's using her divorce and the salary thing to sow seeds of division among the Freebird and Outwing staff. He was also really mean to Maitland yesterday, calling her talentless and worthless. I didn't say worthless. I said useless. And that's true. And that's not to be mean. I've said this before. She stinks. The only people who think that she has talent are people who like her because she's A, congenial, and B, pretty. But she's not good on the radio. There's only one person on that show who's good on the radio, and that's Kelly. So shut the fuck up, Mary, you stupid whore. Really, dude, move on. It's that kind of vitriol that cost you your job there in the first place. Well, I don't know what the fuck to tell you, bitch, but I don't have to worry about anybody firing me, so I say whatever the fuck I want. You don't like it? Suck my dick when I'm shitting. That's the way it goes. Ed says this post is like irrelevance inception, okay? Steve says, I did not know he was doing any of that stuff. That's just sad. Leave them alone and do your own thing. Quit living in the past and move on. Why does everybody try to tell me what to do? I hate my previous employer too, but Jesus Christ, that dude is pathetic. It's been years. I don't understand Easy's obsession. It seems like it would be healthier to move on with your life. But then, if he didn't talk about Free Bear and Owl Wings, he didn't have much of a podcast. Are you crazy? I only talk about Free Bear and Owl Wings because I have to. It's good for business. God damn. Brandon says, I wonder if she's feeling under the weather because maybe she's feeling under the weather. Ryan says, or wait a minute, and there's a view one more. Mental health is the thing. Ryan says that's a serious lawsuit that could come about if he doesn't watch it. It's called defamation and harassment. I haven't said anything negative about her. When have I said anything negative about her? What a crock of shit that is. Daniel writes, what's worse, Zane's obsession with the show or some listener's obsession with Zane? Uh-oh. See, now there's division in the ranks. Maria writes, why do you all even follow him? He's irrelevant to the show anymore. That's a great point. Dan says, who is ZZ? That illustrates it. What's wonderful for me is me doing what I'm doing here and them talking about it does nothing except boost me. And if you don't like me, you're helping me. Jesus Christ. Let's see. Mindy says exactly why I had to stop following him and his page. Seriously, the only word I can use to describe it is cringe. Oh, he makes me cringe. Oh, that's so cringe. Oh, my God. It's cringe. That word is so overused. David says, why are you still giving him listens? I was a huge supporter of his at the beginning, but this is just sad. Megan says, I didn't know he was still alive. Ross says, he's the announcer for the Griffins. Okay, cool. I think they brought Maitland on air because they know Kelly is a house of cards. Oh, come on. Transition will be easy already. Replacement already in place. I don't believe that for a second. Come on now. Matt says, Zane calling someone talentless and worthless. That's the pot calling the kettle black. All right. Adam writes, is his entire life just dedicated to ruining Freebird and Hot Wings? What a miserable douche. Leave them alone. Leave Kelly alone. Move on with your life. Steve writes, oh, he's just a bitter old man. Micah writes, this is what I get all the time. I was a big supporter. I loved you. And now it's just cringe. This is so sad. Oh, stop. And that's what Micah says. I really like Zane. But damn, let the shit go already. The damn horse has been dead for years. Oh, my God. All right. This is great. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for revealing this to me. So these LARPers are going after it. Since I started reading it, 7 more comments have emerged. I can't keep up. When Dan said, who is Zane? Angela wrote, oh, he used to be on the show. He got himself fired for being a jerk to a huge sponsor. He's done shit radio shows since then. Super Sour Grapes. He's a has-been asshat. And he deserved what he got. This warms my heart. Eileen says, 100%, I never would have known any of his opinions on any of these matters if this wasn't posted here. You see, it's very important now that I don't say anything about this. If I were to like, because I can post there, I follow this page. If I post there, all these people get super like scared and they don't want to engage me because they know I'll murder them. So I have to resist the urge to post there because I want this to keep going. So your homework assignment is to go there and act like one of the ones who hates me. So if you're watching the show, make up crazy shit that I said. Like, today, he said, and then make up bizarro, wild-ass shit that I didn't do. Today, he actually showed his cock on Facebook or something like that. Today, he said that he's going to go murder a dog. It doesn't matter what it is. You be as creative as you want about it. So go to the Segment 18 page and say wild-ass shit about me. That'd be fucking great. And then I can go back later on and read them. Now, truth be told, it would not surprise me at all if Kelly took a day off because of the shit pay that she's making in protest to the assholes who pay her. She needs to be on this show. And I'm not going to stop until she is on this goddamn show. All right? Now, I don't have $70,000 to pay her, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But I at least have to... She needs to quit and be on this show for just one day. I'll give her $100. C-Bear says... Please read at least one comment in the Amanda voice. Today he said Freebear and Hot Wings made him an offer to replace Kelly, so she's sad and took the day off. Post it! Tyler writes, oh my God, Eric was jacking off on a show today while looking at Kelly's juicy ass pic. Quote, today Eric saw a video of some guy nutting on some chick's leg while a crime. Probably he said it should happen more often to that lady and, in fact, all women. Aram writes, Eric, Amanda, and Kelly would destroy Free Beer and Hot Wings. Eric Vance said he nutted on Kelly's leg. Hey, guys. Eric Vance. That he came on Kelly's leg. Oh, hey. This seems like a perfect opportunity to release some evil Ari Zane from my dark closet. Do it. So take those clips and make them available there. Check out what Zane said today. You've all been given a homework assignment. C-Bear says, God damn, that is funny. C-Bear loves the Amanda voice. Hey, guys, this is a fucking fail. Family Dollar's got Bible and get three free fucking hot pockets. I'm not laughing at the voice. I'm laughing that you're laughing at the voice. Rebecca says, I love the Hurricane Ashley voice. Oh, my God. You're such a fucking slut. Oh, my God, I love you. Jesus Christ, you fucking dick. Fuck you. Hope your fucking children die. I love you. You're so fucking great to me. I don't know what I'd do without my fucking friendship to you, you fucking whore. Fuck you. Kenny says, where the fuck has Ashley been lately? I don't know what the fuck's going on. I actually did talk to her, but I don't know if she's gotten a job or I think she might be getting dick. If that's the case, she's got to be quiet because she's getting dick. That's her story to tell. All right. I want to see if while we're talking, the comments, because when I started reading those comments, it was 22 comments. The post was posted under an hour ago. It had 22 comments, and then it quickly ballooned to 29, and now it's up to 39 comments. So I should probably review it again before we go. It's never easy because I have to, there's a bunch of replies and I like to go through it all and get them all exposed. And then I can go through and have my fun. All right. Okay, quit living in the past. We read all that. Brandon says, mental health is a thing. Brandon wrote, yeah, it is, but she uses it as an excuse for attention. Oh, that's nonsense. You don't even know what's wrong with her. Why would you say something like that? She has proven it many times that she has lied to her fans many times for people to believe anymore. Yeah, come on now. I don't believe that nonsense for a second. Who was EZ? I read that one. Nina says, same. He used to be my favorite. Fuck that guy. Amanda says, same. It got real old. I absolutely love Kelly and Maitland and have listened to this show for almost 20 years. Well, that's cool. All right, good. Sorry you don't like me anymore. Chris K writes, I heard Eric Zane eats puppies too. I want you to put things on there that are actually believable, though. Today, you won't believe what he said about this. Today, you won't believe this. Just really hammer me. Megan, Craig says to me, he was my favorite, but he's gone all woke now. What? I don't know, telling everybody to go fuck themselves. I beg you to find somebody who's woke who tells people to go fuck themselves. I think because I love the gays, that might be it. Let's see. Anything else? Nick writes, I listen to lots of media. I listen to Freebird Outwings, Zane, Patreon, Steve and Kyle. So I certainly have my 2 cents. Does Zane get more listeners, thus more money, when he talks about Freebird Hot Wing Show? Absolutely. That is correct. Is it fair game for him to do that? Absolutely. There is a well-known podcast called Who Are These Podcasts, and they roast shows. That's where he got the idea to really go in on Freebird Hot Wings. That is accurate. If Zane was making $450,000 a year, Joe is making $175,000 a year, and Kelly is making $70,000. That is kind of whack. He did say Maitland was pretty in the same sentence, so it wasn't all bad. I'm interested to see if Girl Date with Kelly and Mate is a real show or not. I definitely don't agree with him, though. I think Maitland is talented. He has supposedly talked to Ross and has insider information. That is true. I'll shoot you straight every time. I'm never afraid to just tell you what's actually happening. I cannot reveal that. First of all, Ross said don't. So I won't. I have plenty of insider information. I know everything that went down, according to him. I would say that if that were to come out, I would be fully expecting her to have a side to that and would give her full quarter to have that opportunity to say whatever she wants. But that's not my story to tell. So I stay out of the way of those things. Haley says, what salary thing? I missed something. Haley says, holy hell, if they make that much money, poor Kelly. Jeremy says, I heard it was because EZ nutted on her leg. Kevin Kuiper says, today he farted into the microphone on his podcast. I don't know how anyone even listens to him. Oh, fuck. I love this so much. I am so appreciative that, who is the dumb bitch that posted all this? Mary Cusack. Mary Cusack posted this. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Mary, for helping me. I posted on the thread, easy LOL. This is fucking hilarious. Which one did you post? And I'll read it in Amanda voice. He's a fucking asshole. He's a fucking guy. Fuck him. I will say this. I do not like Greg. I do not like the show. If, in the off chance, that I have something to do with this, and they're having all sorts of fucking conversations off the air about EZ, I win. Asshole of the day today both asshole and I'm grateful for it is our beloved Mary Cusack there, who is pretty cute, actually. I like her hair. I like short hair like that. And she's kind of like the silver fox thing. And she has pretty eyebrows. But she's a dumb fuck. And I stand by everything I said today on the show. Maitland is absolutely useless. I don't know why they gave her the job. Mazen Blue says, where was this posted at? I'm going to show you right now. All you need to do on Facebook is search out this. Free beer and hot wings segment 18, a gathering for the fancy idiots. There's more than 20,000 of their fans on there. I enjoy reading the page all the time. They seem like a pretty fair bunch. There are people who beat the shit out of me, but not everybody. I mean, most people know that I call it as I see it. I mean, I'm not going to pull punches or but I'm also not going to be unfair about shit. I'll be honest with them. Free beer and hot wings, segment 18, a gathering for the fancy idiots. And like I said, LARPers, loners, single people, people living with their moms and dads, a lot of losers. Not exactly upwardly mobile people, not the brightest bunch, but whatever. Have fun with it. Join the group and, give them the old judo flip maneuver. All right. I appreciate you folks. As always, you've been a fantastic audience. Talk to you on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye.